Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Hall.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline, Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're the man, and got to tell you, having a lot of fun kind of watching the NFL, they are the closest thing to newsmakers we have out there, and and as much as I understand why people want to move the draft, there's a part of me that needs that draft, that wants that draft. I want to be on that wall.
Yeah, I think the draft is going to provide a diversion for people who are seeking, you know, something entertaining outside of their everyday life right now with no sports out there. Normally, that time of year, you've got postseason basketball getting ready, postseason hockey, you've got Major League Baseball, and then you've got the draft, which for a few days anyway can command the majority of the headlines because it's the NFL, and now you've got the pre-draft process, as bizarre as it may be, and the draft a couple weeks off, and that's about it. But the draft is something that always sells hope, I think, to every franchise. They feel like it's an opportunity to add new lifeblood to the organization, to get younger, to get better, and to get more talented. And so the Bears are going to be looking at it in that same way, even though they lack the first-round draft pick, as everyone knows.
Brad, so the league, after refusing to budge on the schedule, April 23rd it is, and they wanted to stick to that, they will make some concessions in the way of allowing teams to contact an unlimited number of rookies, up to three times per week, 1 hour at a time, phone call or video conference. And you think that probably mitigates some of the concerns from teams. I'm not sure if it does. There are two sides of this, and we talked about it at the 5 at 5 a little bit. Number one, you're never going to get the intimacy of an in-person meeting to get to know somebody the way that you want to get to know them. The other part of it is the eye in the sky doesn't lie. And just put on the tape, and maybe this will benefit some guys who overthink the process. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's truth and validity to both of those things. But I can tell you that the top 30 visits that every club has, those can move guys up boards a little bit, and they can have guys be taken completely off the board. When a team brings in a player for a top 30 visit, that's almost a full day at the facility. So the number of people that prospect is going to interact with is in the dozens. There's a couple dozen people that they're going to come across during the day at the facility. It's not just 6 hours face-to-face with the position coach, coordinator, head coach, and general manager. They take the players throughout the building. They let a lot of people interact with them. And you can get a sense for a guy's character and sort of what he's like when you've got him in that environment around that many different people for that period of time. And so there's real value in that. Can you accomplish that in 3 1-hour FaceTime chats during a week? No. I talked to a scout last week, and he said you really need someone's body language when you're calling them out on something. And some of these prospects are going to be called out on various things that clubs might have questions about. So that's where it gets more difficult. But you're also absolutely correct that when you go back to the tape, which is what interested you in that player in the first place, that's where you ought to be able to get a lot of your answers that you require.
You know, I wonder, Brad, and I think we wonder about a lot of different things during this strange time, but if this works out, if teams draft better, might they seek less of those meetings? Might they seek less of that in-person stuff and rely more on the tape than in previous years?
I don't know about that, because I think we've all seen it, especially the last 20 years or so. A lot of these NFL clubs operate with the idea that the harder they work, the longer they work,
right,
the greater edge they're going to have on their opponent. And so it creates this culture where coaches, other people,
right,
in the building, are showing up before 5 a.m. and leaving after 11 p.m. And it just, it kind of creates this cycle and this monster. And it's, if we're not doing this, the next guy is, and they're going to get an edge on us. So I would tend to doubt that this would lead teams potentially to have less scrutiny to the draft process, or rely more on video or anything that could be that an old school football guy would view as a potential cutting of a corner.
Brad, the league keeps making news, and the headlines are interesting out in L.A., and I know he's an ex-Bear, but Leonard Floyd seems to be potentially stuck in a bit of a jam, and the Rams have gone ahead and they signed him to that 1 year, $10 million contract. But they did that when they thought some other deals were going to be made, Michael Brockers, etc. It appears from what you're reading over the weekend, at least what I saw, that Floyd had not yet taken his physical or passed it, or maybe they just haven't been able to do it for obvious reasons. Does he face some limbo there? Is there any scenario where he gets back onto the market and has to maybe start the process all over again?
I don't think so. I'd be surprised if that happened. I don't think there's any reason out there why Leonard Floyd wouldn't pass a physical for the Rams or really any other team. So that's the only reason I think a deal would fall apart. If a team were to try to back out of something now, that would be a really bad look, and Leonard's represented by an agency that's way too big for something like that not to have huge ramifications for the club. So I think Leonard's going to have a spot out there, and it'll be interesting to see what he does on a one-year prove-it deal, because you figured that's probably what was next for him, to try to get that bigger contract. So you get that short deal, you go out there, you're in a new city with a new team, a defense that he's going to be somewhat familiar with, and that he's got a relationship with the first-year coordinator out there, Brandon Staley, and you wait and see what Leonard can do.
It's fascinating to look at the Cam Newton situation. He obviously posted a video of a workout, and he looked great, and again, I think we all couldn't look good in a workout without actually playing, but at least David can, according to Dustin. But more curious about it was that Tyrod Taylor went ahead and posted a photo of him and Cam Newton working out together. Apparently came out of high school at the same time, came out of college at the same time, are buds. And maybe Tyrod Taylor, who is now QB1 with the Chargers, everyone's speculating that means that he's going to be competing with Cam Newton. And he says he has no regrets about posting it, but it does indicate that maybe Cam Newton winds up there. We talked this morning about the idea that the Bears moved quickly with Foles. Should they have waited and seen this video of Cam Newton?
Cam Newton could post a daily video for a month, and NFL teams aren't going to pay a whole lot of attention to him. What NFL teams want with Cam Newton is their doctors to check him out, to check out the Lisfranc injury that cost him this past season, to check out the surgically repaired right shoulder, which was impacting his ability to throw the ball before the Lisfranc injury last August. So the videos are great. I think what you've got right now is a super motivated Cam Newton, a guy that feels like he was screwed over by the Carolina Panthers, a guy that has now got a chip on that surgically repaired shoulder, a former MVP who wants to prove that he's still a legitimate QB1 and one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League. But the doctors are going to need to sign off on him for a team to feel like, yeah, this guy can still sling it, and yeah, he can still move around relatively well, also coming off the Lisfranc. I think the Chargers certainly loom as one of those teams that could be a landing spot for Cam Newton, because they've got right now Tyrod Taylor and Easton Stick, who Dave's very familiar with, would be the backup right now. A lot of people anticipate the Chargers to potentially use a high draft pick on one of the quarterbacks next month.
So, Brad, I was pleased that I was still able to retrieve your mailbag from a socially acceptable distance, and in it, it was chock full of good stuff. One of the questions asked you about Jacob Eason, one of the quarterbacks who has been projected in the first round, and you were asked, if he drops to the second round, do you think the Bears would pass on him or take him? And I think this is the question that we'll be kind of revisiting at times over the next few weeks. But you answer, and I think it's an interesting one, and I tend to agree with you. You say that as much as Eason is a big guy with a big arm, he's not going to help the Bears win in 2020. And you believe, as I kind of do, the franchise will commit their resources in round two to help the roster right away. Now, I agree with that, but it also suggests that without a fourth-round pick, Ryan Pace is unlikely to draft a quarterback once again, right?
Yeah, I don't know how the Bears can take a quarterback in round two and completely address some of these positions that they immediately need help for, right? Because they lack the draft pick in round three. They have no pick in round four. So you've got two picks in round two. Now, potentially, you can play, let's make a deal here and say that maybe Pace trades one of those round two picks and picks up, I don't know, a 3 and a 4, a 3 and a 5. Still, I just think there's pressing needs at some of these other positions, and they want to get help for right now. You take a quarterback, I don't care if it's in round two or whatever, that guy's not going to help the 2020 Chicago Bears win football games, and they believe the window for them to compete for a championship remains open. That's why they went out and got Nick Foles. They think he's the kind of guy that could provide a spark and maybe more importantly than a spark, some consistency to his performance with that defense, and they can win games and maybe win the division, and then you see what happens in the playoffs. So that's why I just don't see them being able to take a quarterback in round two if an Eason's there or a Jalen Hurts or a name your quarterback in that round.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brad. I think when you get to the second round, I think those two picks have to be win now players. I think one of them has to be a secondary member because they're short there. And I think one of them has to be someone that helps them score a touchdown. I think that they, you know, this idea that they're going to somehow learn to run the ball or do something, they don't score. They have to score. As much as we laugh about the Jimmy Graham thing because they gave him money that that no one else seemed interested in giving him, and I just think that they signed him because they think he can get 10 touchdowns this year. And I think he's a red zone weapon. And they look at their team and they see that they can't score points, and that's what everything is about.
Yeah, and I'm with you on the secondary. I think they need a cornerback, and although they've added Artie Burns, a former first-round pick of the Steelers, to a one-year deal, shape your expectations for Artie Burns based on his contract, which is a minimum deal for just over $1 million. So you've got Artie Burns right now at that right cornerback position, Kevin Tolliver, former undrafted free agent. I'm not saying neither one of those guys could potentially have that starting job. I just think the Bears would feel a whole lot better. Chuck Pagano, the coordinator, would feel better if they get a prospect that they like in round two to add to the mix there. It's been forever since the Bears have taken a cornerback with a higher draft pick. You've got to go all the way back to 2014 when Kyle Fuller was the first-round pick. Since then, I don't believe they've taken a cornerback above, I want to say, round five in the draft. That's off the top of my head if you consider DeAndre Hall a safety. So, and then I can't disagree with you either on a guy that helps them get in the end zone with the other picks. Scoring's the issue. You guys could turn the phone lines on to offensive line people for the rest of the show, and they would scream their heads off that they've got to get offensive linemen, but they lack playmakers. You know, yes. Vic Fangio a couple years talked about their so-called good players, and when he was referring to some of the defensive guys, let's talk about the so-called playmakers on that Bears offense. They've talked about them like these are dynamic guys, one of the worst scoring outfits in the entire league.
Right. Good stuff, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, guys. Stay safe, gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.